this, you know?
Intro just kind of dumbs you up a little bit. I love it.
Get you ready for it. An artist canned his own urine and is selling it for over $500 a can outside a museum in London. Throw that guy in jail, okay?
People buying it?
I hope not.
I bet you people are buying it.
There's probably some idiots out there that have bought.
God, could you imagine?
This guy's own Mountain Dew recipe, all right?
How'd you make all your money? Excuse me, sir. That's a really nice car. You know that YouTube kid?
Yeah.
You know that YouTube guy goes around with the guys with all the nice cars? Hey, excuse me, sir. What do you do for a living to own that car?
Yeah.
Pissing jars.
Yeah, that's right. I sold my own urine. That's what I did. What? Excuse me? Hey, it's not that crazy. That lady sold her bath water and made a bunch of money, so.
Unbelievable.
Right?
And wasn't she shaving her legs and selling that, too, or something?
Ridiculous. That's the world we live in, man. The world we live in. What about this? A new NYU chemistry professor was fired because his class was too hard. The professor says the students weren't putting in enough effort, but the university said that there were several troubling indicators that alluded to lack of good teaching. How about the kids are just stupid and they couldn't figure it out?
So, like, what do you mean? Like really hard as far as, like, impossible where everybody's failing. There's no leeway. There's no curve.
I don't know. Like, could you ever go, when you remember being a student, could you ever say, teach, the class is too hard, you ease it up a little bit? No.
You think school's getting easier?
Yeah. When's the last time a kid had to use a Dewey Decimal System, all right, Hunter? Of course, all right? Of course it's easier.
I think you're right on this, and I'm not 100% right, but I have a feeling that when your kid is old enough to bring home homework, you're going to be like, really? What about this? What about that? I had to learn this. I had to do that with that.
Even now that our phones can, you take a photo of a math problem, it tells you that. I wouldn't have got a D+ in math in high school if I had a phone that gave me the answers.
So,
all right.
So, okay. Am I wrong by saying it's getting easier? Should I say school's evolving?
Maybe it's evolving and it is easier, but it'll adjust eventually. Does that make sense?
Like, it's not our fault because we're making it easier because of technology and whatnot.
Yeah. And now we just need to adjust accordingly. Yeah, it's evolving. It's evolving. I think that's a good way to put it.
I'm trying to piss everybody off this morning.
Well, no, look, I'm mad because if I could have complained to my teachers that it was too hard, I would have done way better in school, okay?
I mean, it was hard, man.
I barely got through, guys, and now look at what I'm doing. I'm a radio DJ. Man. Who knows? I could have been a doctor. I could have been a lawyer, but no. Instead, I'm a dumb radio DJ, okay?
You know.
All right. But if I could have complained, maybe it got a little easier. Who knows? President Brock. Doesn't that have a nice ring to it? Nope. Instead, dumb radio host Brock. That's what it is. That's what I got. It's too hard. Lastly, a woman in Australia is in critical condition after being hit by a roller coaster. Apparently, she walked on the track to retrieve a cell phone.
No, don't do that. Signs everywhere. Somebody kicked. Hey, one guy, and this is pretty graphic. One guy got his head booted off.
I don't think he actually got his head kicked off of his body. I don't think.
Off of his body, Brock.
Some guy didn't Pele this guy's
Ray
head
Finkel.
Off.
He got Ray Finkel. Could you imagine being that person? And like, you're just having a good time on the roller coaster, and all of a sudden.
I mean.
Only like 65 yards? Don't go under the roller coaster. Stop it.
I mean, at this point, though, isn't natural selection ever going to catch back up with us? Or are we just keeping all these stupid people? And now, look, I'm not saying people should die, okay? Let's just be very clear. I know it's terrible what happened to this woman. But if you are dumb enough to not heed the warnings or maybe ask.
I think most of the fences are like 8 foot, too.
Yeah.
You got to scale a fence.
All right. That fence alone. It's like the same people that, oh, my God, it was so tragic. They got mauled by the lion at the lion. Well, you shouldn't have been in the lion enclosure.
Simple rule in life. I'm going to put this out there. If the fence is 8 foot tall, don't scale it. It's 8 foot tall for a reason. There's something over there that's not going to work out for you.
I'm going to even dumb it down for people a bit. If there's a fence at all, you're not supposed to be in there. Like, I mean,
exactly.
I don't care if it's a shin high fence, that's obviously there as a deterrent.
Well, this fence is like the one from Jurassic Park. Maybe I should jump it.
Well, who put this fence here? I'm trying to get over there. What is this fence doing here? Now, this fence can't be meant for me, because clearly. Jesus.
You can't feel bad.
I mean, I guess I feel bad in a sense like, yeah, it had to suck. But also it's like, hey, dum-dum, don't jump the fence. There's a roller coaster flying through there.
Yeah.
Anyway. That guy got pay-laden, head just off his body.
I'm serious. It was bad.
Go!
Oh, no. That's
terrible. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Friday. Your comedian for today is, who is it? I got it. It's Jimmy O. Yang. We'll be back.